Wow. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Eddie Freeman. I'm speaking to you live this morning from Boston, Massachusetts, and I want to welcome each and every one of you to our live training call here from a company in the home-based business and network marketing, the only one, in my opinion, that makes common sense, and it makes so much common sense, we named it Common Sense. Before we get to the call, I just want to say that real quickly, back by popular demand, we are going to be doing webinars today. Those will be at 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock Eastern, and then tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern, and then we go back to regular next week. These are a great way, even if it's a first exposure to network marketing. It's a call that Joe Melling and myself, a webinar we put together, and we're having tremendous success recruiting people on this. And what you may want to do is watch it. If you like it, get your people on it. Well, guys, I've been in this industry of network marketing now for June 1st will be 30 years. I've only been in four companies in that time. In three of those companies, I was blessed, and I earned a substantial five figures a month. And as a matter of fact, it was actually six figures a month in some of them. My last company, my nickname at the end of 7 years, my nickname was the $6 million man. But I can tell you, I have never in my life been so excited to be a part of a family, a culture that we have growing. It was brought to me by a friend of mine of 12 years named Joe Melling. Joe and I worked side by side in another network marketing company. And, you know, he ended up having to leave that company, as did I. And so many of us have problems. Three things that I've always had a problem with in network marketing. And I never thought I was going to get back in. And then Joe and his partner, who are going to be interviewing in just a few minutes, put something together. My three biggest gripes. The average person in network marketing stays on auto ship for 3 months. Why is that when the products are good? The answer? Because they always have this BV to PV spread, and that 100 points never cost $100. It cost $160. And at the end of 3 months, after spending $450 to $500, people can't stay in the game. I've always begged for a $50 a month auto ship. $50, that's what I want. Never seen it before. I always wanted free shipping. I hate the shipping charges that goes with it. I want an opportunity that people can get free shipping, and I've always been disgusted with binary. Yeah, you know what? I made seven figures back-to-back in two network marketing companies in a row that had a binary. To me, it is the most unfair compensation plan in the world. I never thought I would see the day that I would find the company that had all of these addressed and more, and it's because of two people, our two fearless leaders. One of them is Joe Melling, but the other one I'm going to talk about right now. He is the co-owner of the company. He is a co-founder of the company, and he's a guy, if you haven't done a call with him or heard him, you do not know what you're missing. So with that, I'm going to say good morning to our fearless leader over in Vegas, Mr. Richard O'Brien. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Eddie. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it is such an honor to have you here. So I want to get right to this. And, guys, if this call goes over 30 minutes, tough, because I'm not stopping until we're done. So, Richard, I got a couple of questions for you. And the first is, I'm just curious, before you did network marketing, what did you do in real life?
I was a manufacturer's rep, Eddie. I traveled selling on the road. I sold to stores. And then I became a regional sales manager and a national sales manager. And I didn't leave that business because I didn't like it. I left it because the industry left me. The big mills started buying the medium bought the small, and all of a sudden, guess what? There's no commissions left, and that's why I left it and got into network marketing.
So how were you introduced to the industry of network marketing, and when was that?
Well, it was 91, and it was through the Big A, like a lot of people have started with, and sounded good and it smelled good, but I figured out quickly, great company, but I just couldn't make the money that I needed to make.
And so I guess after the Big A, what are some of the other companies that you went with? And I'm just curious what the thought process was.
Well, I always was swayed by someone I liked. someone, a friend of a friend, and I believed everything, and I never checked anything out. I didn't look at the commission plans. And I like to say I went to a companies without knowing what I was going to make, and then I found out I went to Excel, I went to a lot of these companies, and I'm not saying they're bad companies, but they always had these gotchas. And the gotchas were in the pay plan. It's something no one understands in the beginning, and I always looked at it like, why do they have to do that? Why does it have to be like that? Why can't they be straight up and just say, okay, you do A, B, and C and make something simple? And very few companies ever want to do that because they need those gotchas.
Well, Richard, if I'm not mistaken, I think you had a huge home run with one company that actually had a liquid nutritional supplement. Am I correct?
I had a great run with it, and I found out quickly it's kind of like what it's exactly like you do, Eddie. You do it every time. I've watched you now for a little over a month. You work as hard or harder than just about anybody I've seen. And that's the push, the 90 to 120 day push. Yeah, I was with Zango. Zango's a great company. And it went away. And why did it go away? I don't know. I wasn't on the inside, but we had a great run with Zango. And it's like, why does it have to go away? I don't believe it needs to, Eddie. I believe if you always do what's good for the people, try to put together a pay plan that's good for the people, give them great products, and be able to build in depth. And Zango had a structured pay plan. Most companies have a structured pay plan, and that's the part I've always disliked about companies. Now, obviously, you have to have some kind of structure, like we've got the 70-30 split here, but it doesn't need to be so drastic when, like you said in the beginning here, you hate when you have a $150, $200 auto ship. It doesn't need to fall apart, and we all know those are going to fall apart.
So I want to get back just for a minute. When you first started with Zango, it was Mangosteen. I mean, was it a good product? Were you guys having results on a product like that?
Oh, my God. The results were unbelievable. I mean, if anybody's seen my picture, I'm in it for the money, basically, Eddie. That's why I got into Zango. I needed money. We can all talk. You look like a Greek god, Eddie. I don't. I look like a Greek, but anyway. The products were unbelievable. We had so many testimonials coming in that it's unreal. Now that owning this with distributors, four distributors, by distributors like Joe, I'm scared to say what I've seen come in this company. We have made we've tried to copy the Mangosteen product because I have to have it. I used to play ball. I've broken my left ankle 7 times. I've had 5 dislocations in my shoulders. And I am in drastic pain if I don't take a Mangosteen product. And after Zango, I was always nervous that the Mangosteen I was going to get was not as good. So we made sure that this one was so powerful it worked on my shoulders and knees and my ankle.
I think that's wonderful because in the research that I've done, and, you know, Joe and I were in another company together, and we used Mangosteen, as a matter of fact, just like we're using here, the extract of the Mangosteen, which is where most of the nutrients are. And it has been my, as I've researched through PubMed.gov and Harvard Medical, that Mangosteen, acai, fucoidin, these are some of the most powerful anti-inflammatories in the world. But the other thing I love is that they boost your immune system, and they're antiviral, antioxidant, and today's day and age, I don't see why a person would not want them. So you are pretty certain that what we have here with Common Sense is equal to or maybe even superior to what you had where you did billions. I think Zango was like a $3 billion company is what they ended up doing. In your opinion, you think that these products are equal to or better than what you had?
I believe they're a lot better. We've doubled them, and then we doubled it again. I'll never forget, Joe and I were sitting in Michigan, and I heard there might be a Mangosteen product coming out, and I called the formulator, and I said, what's it going to cost me to double it again? And they looked at me, and they said, Richard, are you crazy? You're going to raise the dead with this product. He said, no way, as a network marketing company, you can sell this product with that much mangosteen in it? I said, we can, because we don't have the overhead. I don't need to take the money. We don't need to take the money out of it. We're not going to have the huge overhead. So, yes, I can. I want testimonials coming in like crazy, so double it again. So he did. So I'm convinced we have the best mangosteen out there. Now, you know, I can't say somebody won't match it, but I know someone can't match it and sell it at these prices.
And, you know, here it is. It's funny because mangosteen, that's just one of the products. I mean, we've got people with great success on Brain Sense. We've got people with great success on the hemp products. I mean, I just can't even believe it in regards to pain. And I think when you're coupling, because remember, you've got Gut Sense and you got Sleep Sense. Now, one might be geared for gut, one might be geared for sleep, but you've got all the benefits of all those cannabinoids that are coming out of the hemp plant. And it's also for pain. And for me, a bodybuilder, when I couple that, and then I take what I call it love and marriage, spaghetti and meatballs. I take the two products. I take Zansense and Foundation. You put those together, and my gosh, between the anti-inflammatories that you're getting with them and, of course, the benefits of the hemp, it's like all the pain in my body went away. And we've had dramatic results with pain. As a matter of fact, Richard, we're going to be doing a call in a couple of weeks. We're going to have about 20 people right here on this line telling their stories in a minute or less, and it's going to be dramatic. But, you know, when I look at these companies, okay, and we are basically a startup. And when I look at a startup company, I understand that the upside potential is huge. But there's a risk getting involved early. And one of the risks, listen, companies go out of business for the same two reasons. Any company goes out. Either they run out of money or they're mismanaged. I want to ask you, are we okay financially? You know, where do you see us from that aspect?
Eddie, we've been profitable since day one. We've been cash flow positive since day one. We don't need the money. I sat here for 3 months. My wife's telling me you're going nuts with the last company I was with because I couldn't call my buddies. I couldn't tell them it was the greatest pay plan I've ever seen, the greatest products. I looked at it like it was a dying whatever, and we are fine financially. We've got more money in the bank every month, and we've got inventory paid for. We don't owe anybody a nickel, nobody. So we don't have to worry about that, and we will never buy anything unless we pay for it. Joe and I have made a blood oath on that. We don't need a mausoleum built to ourselves. We don't need $200,000 office. We don't need any of those things like every company does. And when you see people hiring people, that's the distributor's monies. We knew we had to have great products, so we built the best products that money could buy, and we think we built the best pay plan, something that we would be proud to work, either one of those. So as far as the money, we don't have a problem with money, Eddie.
Well, now, I'm just curious because this in today's day when, you know, things are a little different, for the future, I mean, we're growing pretty fast, Richard, and the growth is going to even speed up. So what about product for the future? Are you worried that we won't be able to get any, or how do we look going forward with an inventory of product?
About a month ago, Joe and I went to our manufacturers, the people that have formulated our products, and we put purchase orders in for enough to, we believe, to get us through September and October of next year. So we've got enough product on hand. And as you know, in this industry, you pay for that. You pay for it immediately. You pay a minimum of so much down and when the product comes in. So we bought the Rosas for enough inventory that we can have inventory on the shelf within 10 days. So we've got the Rosas in stock, and we don't believe we'll run out of product. Now, obviously, Eddie, with the heat you're bringing and all of your team's bringing, and things can change. I'm not going to – I would bet my wife's life, but not mine probably. I don't believe we can run out of products. We've got enough product for a long, long time, Eddie.
Well, that's
money's
a relief,
not the issue.
Literally for all of us to hear. And so now I look at management, and, you know, just the philosophy I've heard from the two of you, you know, why spend $20,000 a month for a corporate office? Why spend $50,000 plus a year for 9 people walking around that office doing nothing? Joe and I have seen that happen time and time again with companies. So See, the way I look at it, because the other reason companies go out, these startup companies, is poor management. When I look at what you and Joe are doing, to me it's like, wow, that's perfect. And so now I want to get to something that I know is near and dear to your heart. I want to talk a little bit about compensation and just what is it, you know, what do you see in this compensation plan? And I'll tell you, before I get to that, Richard, somebody asked me a few weeks ago, and they said, Eddie, if you were going to write a comp plan, would you write this one? I said, I wouldn't have even thought this one up. It's got, you know, this is a comp plan, Richard. I got to tell you, and this is the truth. When I first looked at the comp plan on paper, I didn't really get it. But now that I've been in the company for a month and you've explained to me and Joe has explained to me the nuances of this comp plan, I'm going nuts. So what I'd like you to do, if it's okay with you, is just go over what are the philosophies of the comp plan, why, and, you know, why you feel that this is the comp plan of all time in the industry, because we all on this call do, I promise you. But I want to know your thought process.
Well, my thought process went back to everything that I failed in. And when I say I failed, I mean making $2,000 to $10,000 a month. I mean, I consider that a failure because I needed more. When I got into the big X, and I won't name any names, when I went into that, I was $1,150,000 in debt. I had $150,000 on credit cards, and I was broke. And I had two kids getting ready to go to college. And I'm sitting there thinking, what am I doing wrong? I made a tremendous amount of money, but I bought properties. I bought another people's money. I'm meaning the banks and all of that sort of thing. Now, I know nobody on the call is ever overextended, but we were overextended $8,500 a month, and my kids are ready to go to college. So I looked at that, and I said, what did I do wrong? And that's when I went into Zango. And I started working like you're working, Eddie, and everything worked out well. It was a new company. Nobody knew if it was going to stick around. And the rest is history in that company. So I took that experience, and when that went down or sold out, whichever you want to call it, now just sold out again, I went to another company, and hopefully it was better, and I thought I trusted the people there, and they put together a pay plan I didn't understand. I'd been in the XL pay plan before Zango, and we made great money there, and they had, I won't mention, coding bonuses, they call them. We call ours loyalty commissions, and I looked at that. So I liked some of the parts of that. So each one of these companies I liked parts of, but I didn't like the gotchas when you got down the boulevard. They always made you do more work, more money. They wanted to have you buy more products. The last company I was with, when you got to the $25,000 level, you had to buy a 500 PV. Well, 500 PV turned into $800. And it's like, what am I going to do with this stuff? You talk about, and they said it was for the little guy, and I'm saying, that's a leader's tax. That's crazy. Excuse me. So I looked at all of those things, and Joe and I started talking probably, well, January of last year with that other company. So we've got to change some things. And finally I said to him, well, I sold out, and I can't do anything there. So we started talking about what we would do. And we came up with what we did here. We wanted it for the little guy, the medium guy, and the big guy. And we didn't want to sway it either way. We wanted to give people carrots to do more, not a hammer. And every company will tell you, just go put more people in, make more money. And you can't work in depth. You can't work with teams in depth. And we tried to put something together here that you could work in depth. If you had zero money, you could come in on a credit card and come in at the small packages and make money immediately. And that's what we tried to do here. So we looked at every gotcha that every company Joe and I had ever worked, and we tried to put something together. I can't say anything's perfect because nobody's perfect, but we tried to put together the perfect pay plan and all the gotchas we had. And that's what we did here. And we knew we needed great products, otherwise nobody's staying out of delivery. We wanted to do a $50 delivered pay plan. We wanted to make sure those auto deliveries, there was a reason for them to be on auto delivery. So we did the $49.95 between the first and the fifth of the month, and it's free shipping. And when we did it with one box, two boxes, or three products, or four, or ten, we got people that do $500 auto deliveries. We don't tell them they have to do that because the only thing they have to do is $50, $49.95 delivered to go to the highest levels in this pay plan. So we had to put carrots in it for them to do more. So we did it with the customer loyalty program with the rewards. So we got one box is you get paid 20% in the anything over three boxes. And then we did two boxes, you get 25% of the customer program. And we did three boxes, you get 30%. Don't have to do that. Most people don't like to do customers. But what do you do with the person? In Zango, it was 40 bucks to get in, and then you had to buy auto delivery. And you were up at 100 to 150 bucks to 250 bucks. And it's like, nobody can afford that long, like you said in the beginning of this call, Eddie. So we tried to put, with a networker, all the volume comes at the end of the month. We all know that. And we don't know where to work. So Joe brings up this great thing saying, let's do it between the 1st and the 5th for free shipping. I said, that's a great idea, because now you've got 3 to 4 weeks to work to see where you need to work. So for the big guy to create whatever levels he needs to create to get paid at it. And then we put the global bonuses in. And I love this one, because I got in an argument with one of my distributors on a ship one day, and I said, your global bonus was 5% in that company, and it was 5% of total PV. And you know what PV is. It's awful. So we went with AC, and we tried to put it where the average person can get there. So we went to $12.50. Anybody working out of their home, selling a few products, sharing, they can earn a global bonus starting at $12.50. So we put 2% in there. 29% of all assigned commission, Eddie, goes into the global bonuses, and we started them at $12.50. Then we went to $2,500, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, and $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, $500,000, $1 million. And we put different global bonuses, 2%, a minimum of 2% in each one of those categories, and nobody above them shares in that. So if you're at $12.50, it's split up amongst the $12.50s. If you're at $2,500 or silver, it's split up with the $2,500s. We did them quarterly, and in my last company, they went from quarterly to monthly. I will not do that. I will fight that till the cows come home, because it cheapens it so bad. And you have something to strive for, that first starting point. Then we wanted to do websites that were free. We didn't want to nickel-dime people with websites. We did websites free. We did apps free. We tried to do everything as free as we could, knowing that people hate those gotchas. And I look at one of those things as gotchas. Every network marketing company tries to extract more money out of you the longer you're in the deal. And I look at it as, if we don't put more people in depth or in personals or whatever, we don't deserve more money. We are entrepreneurs. Everybody on this call is not lazy. They work. The problem is, we get involved with companies and we don't understand what we're going to get paid when payday comes around. And I've never understood why a network marketer, now I did it, so I know why it happens, because the person doesn't want to look like he's stupid. But the fact of the matter is, most people, you need to know what you're going to get paid. And then we put together the fast cash, something we call referral commissions. Do you want some of the money or do you want all of the money? You want to work? I'm ambitiously lazy, Eddie. As a network marketer, I'm ambitiously lazy and I don't take orders well. So we did the $199, the $499 package. Everybody thinks that we make more money on the $4.99. That is the furthest thing from the truth. With what you get in that $4.99 package, you need to, on the $1.99 package, you need to put 8 people in to get your money back. On the $4.99 package, we've made it so if you put 3 people in your first 30 days, we double, right now, it's not in the pay plan, but we double your commissions and you're $100 to the good. We wanted to give a person that needs to make money right now, we wanted to give them a way to do it. So that's why we did the fast cash like that.
I got a quick question for you. Two of them, actually. The first one is, do you really think that people can make any money on a quarterly bonus? I mean, did you ever make money on a quarterly bonus when you were in your last one?
I'm not sure if I can say these things on a recorded call, Eddie, but absolutely, we did. We probably, well, I'll give you a for instance. We had eight quarters over 200. And
$200? Because that's not very much, Richard.
No, 200,000. But understand,
whoa,
it's not me. It wasn't me. It's the team that, and they weren't my people. They're, you, as you know, Eddie, when people get 3 and 4 and 5 in depth, you don't know them. You know the person that puts you in. You know the people that are helping you do three ways. Like, I know you're a machine. Anybody that doesn't get into your business, Eddie's crazy, because I know how many people you're putting in and how you love working with your teams. I was very fortunate. I had great people in our group, and better than I. I always look for people better than you, and it wasn't hard to find somebody better than I. And I think there's such a fine line there, Eddie, between people saying yes and no, because most people are told what to do. The people on this call aren't. They're entrepreneurs. They're looking for a way out of wherever they're at in life. And I believe we put something together here with the global bonuses that are going to be unbelievable. You're going to see bronzes. People at 1250 get their first global bonus. We had calls, our first global bonuses, and we're paying out our second one come April 10th. And our second global bonuses, and I know pretty close to what they are going to be, you're going to have a lot of happy people. And it's a bonus nobody's ever had at those levels. And when you get to the big levels, in the global bonuses where I made 208 quarters in a row, it was 3%. 3% of total PV. It was 3% split up amongst 50,000s, 100,000s, and 200,000s. In this one, we started 1250, and 29% goes in. At the 200K level in this one, it's 5%. I'll tell you what, I've told a couple of my dear friends in Minnesota, some of these people I've worked with 20 and 25, 30 years, I love them. And when they saw that, they went crazy. They couldn't believe the money that will be there. So they know what they're chasing. There's no structure here, Eddie. You know that. 70-30 split. Anybody can do that. So, yeah, the money and the global bonuses are wow.
The philosophy of the global bonus for me, you know, Richard, wherever I've gone, and Joe will tell you this, I help everybody in the company. I've said in any company I've been with, I don't care if you're my upline, my downline, my sideline, my crossline. If you're in this company, I want to help you because I always want the company to be my legacy. And so I've done that in the past. I've never been paid for it. I mean, right now, I could take anybody. You don't have to be in my downline or anywhere. But if I help you bring somebody into the business, it's added more money into the global bonus pool for all of us to share. And I love that. One more question on the call plan before we're going to come to the end. You know, you've got this 9-level payout in the Unilevel, and usually it would go the big numbers at the top, the little numbers at the bottom. Yet you decided to go 5-5-5, 6-7-8, 10-10-10, where most of the people are. Why in the world did you do it that way?
Well, in Zango, it paid 5-5-10, 5-5-5-5-5-2, 9 levels deep. And it was a good pay plan. And it had dynamic compression, same as what we've done. I made millions with dynamic compression and the global bonuses. That's number one. But number two, and the 9th level, it went down to 2%. So if you sponsor your best buddy, and your best buddy goes to Oople Duple Dipple, and you're at that point before he is, which normally a month or two, a few months before that, you are, you lose 60% of your pay when it drops to 2% on the 9th level. And we have that going on all of the time. So instead of being happy for your buddy, these people, I saw 100 people trying to hold their buddies back. And that's not right. We should be rooting for our people, our friends, and to get to that top level. I mean, that's why I tried to compensate it with the global bonuses. You've got a 9-level pay plan here that pays from the bottom up instead of the top down. We did that. Every nickel of that AC. I've had people tell me the AC. Why the AC? Because it's a signed commission. That whole commission is paid out in our pay plan. We don't hold any of it back. It all is paid out. Where you look at AC, where you look at a PV, only 30 to 50% of the PV is paid out. And everybody looks at that PV, oh, that's more. No, it's not. When you understand PV and BV, like you said at the beginning of the call, Eddie, it's stealing from the distributors or taking from the distributors, as I call it. We didn't want to do that. We wanted a signed commission. Every nickel goes out, and you have to understand it before you know it. But it's 100%, not 50% or 40 or 30.
Well, I've got one more question before my famous final question. So if you had, you've been what I think anybody would say, you've been very successful in the industry of network marketing over your close to 30 years now. My question is, if you had one piece of advice for those of us that are listening to this right now and we want to be a success, what would you tell us that we should do?
Keep it simple. Plug people into the calls. Plug them into your webinar. Don't send out blanket emails with a video on it. Call the people. Do the personal touch and get on the call with people. I did on your call, Eddie, you did a great – you're doing that great webinar with Joe. I put three people on it the other day. They all three signed up. Bam. So thank you. It's not me. It's you. You have that third person, that edification. Edify Eddie. If you're calling Eddie, you edify him. You're calling Bernie. You're calling Connie. Edify him. When I talk to Christine, you call her the mangosteen queen in Wisconsin. I edify her. And that's what we do, edification. That pixie dust is worth so much money. You just edify the person you put them on with.
Well,
that's
great advice. And you know what? If you want to be successful, you find someone successful and try to do what they do. So, Richard, I appreciate you so much. Listen, I've got one more final question, and this is something, you know, from the time Joe told me about you and the first time we spoke, I just got one question that I've wanted to ask you this whole time. Richard, can I borrow $20 till next Thursday?
Well, for you, Eddie, absolutely. Should I wire transfer it or should I mail it?
Richard, I want to thank you so much for your time here. You and Joe are so appreciated. I say to Joe almost daily, Joe, on Valentine's Day of all days, Joe, you saved my life on Valentine's Day. And Richard, you did the same. And I know there's other people that feel the same way. So with that, I'm going to open up these lines so that everybody can share their love with you, Richard. So with that, take care, everybody. We love you.
Thank you, Richard. You're awesome. Thank you, Richard. Thanks, Eddie.
Thank you all. We love you, Richard.
Thank you, everyone.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you from Boston.